Emergency.
Good afternoon and welcome back to KSRO coverage of both the coronavirus as well as the ongoing fire situation here in Sonoma County. Joining me now on the KSRO live line from the National Weather Service is meteorologist Cindy Palmer. Thank you so much for talking with us today, Cindy.
You're welcome. Nice to talk to you today.
Can you tell us a little bit about how the weather is changing here in Sonoma County? We've got new evacuation orders that have been issued this morning. What has happened to our wind patterns?
So we are starting to see right now where we were on shore, the ridge is trying to reestablish itself right now. So that's the reason you saw the wind change. And then as we head into the day tomorrow, we are looking at the remnants of what was once Hurricane Genevieve to lift up over the area, which is going to bring us the thunderstorm threat. Although we could see a few thunderstorms tomorrow, I really think it's going to be Sunday night into Monday when Sonoma County has the best threat of thunderstorms.
Now, the system that came through that ignited these fires here in California, it was pretty big. It was a big swath of California that was impacted by all of this lightning. Is that what we can expect again Sunday into Monday?
Correct. So we are looking at this moving up the central coast and then up across Northern California once again.
And do you think that it's going to be in the same intensity that we saw?
There's definitely the potential for that. Right now, you know, I think it may not be quite as intense, but worst case scenario, it does look like it could have that potential to be similar to last weekend.
And so we're looking at a possibility of more fires being ignited by lightning strikes.
Correct. And our other concern right now is the fact that the thunderstorms that do develop will likely produce gusty and erratic winds. So the fires that are already now existing have the potential for seeing the erratic winds and fire behavior.
So ember cast from the winds.
Correct. They could potentially become wind-driven as well. So, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay. And do we have any precipitation that might be coming with this lightning storm?
So there could be light precipitation, but not amounts that would be significant enough to really help with the current fires or limit new fire starts.
Can you tell us a little bit about humidity for the next couple of days?
Yeah, so across Sonoma County, we are looking at humidity values, you know, for the most part, I'll say in the 30 to 40%. If you're near the coast, it's definitely higher. If you're in the higher elevations, we are looking at humidities around 20%. And that will be similar as we move into the day tomorrow and then again on Monday.
And is that sort of leftover storm from Hurricane Genevieve, is it bringing any sort of marine air with it?
I wish I could say yes, but it really doesn't look like there will be much, if any, of a marine layer.
Okay. All right. Any other things that we should be looking out for? We've had some intense temperatures across the North Bay in the last couple of weeks. Is that a trend that we will continue to see?
We'll continue to see temperatures above normal, but I don't think right now that we are looking at heat similar to what we saw right before and during this last lightning event that we had.
All right. Excellent. Well, we appreciate this information and we'll cross our fingers that the coming lightning storm is very small. Thank you so much.
We hope so.
Yes.
So thank you so much for having me.
Sure. That is Cindy Palmer. She is from the National Weather Service, meteorologist there, giving us a bit of a preview of a projected lightning storm that is coming through our area again Sunday night into Monday.